The South Korean automaker Kia Motors begins mass production of its new Sorento today. That car is being built in West Point, Georgia, where Kia is opening its first U.S. plant. It's further proof that the South, with its non-union labor force and state government incentives, is the preferred destination for foreign car makers. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capelluto reports.
In the center of the small town of West Point, you'll find the obligatory Southern Diner with its meat and veggie plates. But you can also eat across the street at the Miso Sushi House. It's lunchtime and the hostess seats a couple of Korean businessmen. They wear ID tags from the new Kia plant and mix with locals like dentist Drew Ferguson. He says the Asian presence can't be ignored in this town of 3,500 people.
You begin to see it in the restaurants. The fact that we have 4 Asian-themed restaurants in West Point, Georgia is important. You begin to see it in the different foods that are offered. And quite candidly, just simply the personal interactions that you have are different now. It's a lot of fun.
Ferguson grew up here and remembers when textile was king in West Georgia. Now he is the mayor and grateful that Kia Motors saved his town.
We've learned how important every single job is, and now every day we're adding those jobs, not only in the manufacturing sector, but in places like a sushi restaurant in downtown West Point where we are.
But those original 2,500 Kia jobs did not come cheap. An analysis by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper found that state taxpayers put up $200,000 in incentives for each job created. That includes free land, tax breaks, new roads, and a training center. Ken Stewart with the Georgia Department of Economic Development makes no excuses. He says the economic impact is estimated to be worth $6.5 billion and 18,000 support jobs.
These things don't just happen. Companies just don't come here. We have to go and sell to them, and we have to demonstrate to them a value proposition.
And competition is tough, especially among southern states. There's Mercedes and Hyundai in Alabama, Toyota in Kentucky, BMW in South Carolina, and soon Volkswagen in Tennessee. The Kia Georgia plant is clean, shiny, and smells like a new car. All the robots are painted bright yellow. Workers stand on ergodynamic wooden platforms assembling the pieces together. Howard Webb works on doors. He used to be a maintenance man before learning to make cars.
Pretty good experience. What I learned here is give me a whole different outlook on how cars are actually done, actually how they build. So I like it much better here.
Wages for Kia workers range from $15 to $21 an hour. And there are plenty of people who want the jobs, says Kia executive Randy Jackson. He says many workers come from the now outsourced textile industry. He says car makers will take advantage of this idle labor force.
I mean, if you look at history, you know, the Detroit areas and Michigan areas was kind of all automotive. And today, if you look at the southeastern states, and I would say automotive is here to stay in the South for a long time.
And Jackson says with globalization, people here don't care who owns the plant, as long as the cars are made by Americans. The new Made in Georgia Kia Sorento will be on dealer lots in January. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto in Atlanta.